no better way to celebrate Labor Day than taking the day off and playing our greatest hits.
So I've been here with me shoulder to the bone, just working and working day in, day out.
Shoulder to the bone.
This is the best of JB and Billy on Triple M's Rock Hour.
I feel good!
Jim, how have you managed this? You've been back on air 4 days and you've already got another day off.
Because I'm already sick of you. It's Labor Day. Nothing more laborious than carrying your fat ass around for a week. Luckily, I delivered so much gold when I was on air last week that we put together some of our best stuff from 2024.
Well, you like to think you do the heavy lifting, but in this hour, I can see two doses of old Topics Brandless.
Plus, I invented 2023's Word of the Year. We'll tell you that shortly.
Yeah, jeez. But up next, I want to tell you about my little trip to America over Christmas.
This is the best of JB and Billy on Triple M's Rush Hour. Want even more of the boys? Download the Listener app now to hear the show anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
So everyone knows what I've been doing, because post getting married, I've done 4 straight test matches. You are the interest to me. Right.
The test matches lasted 2 days.
What have you been doing?
Well, I took the kids away, of course, which was a very good thing to do, Dad.
Right, Dad.
A bloody costly thing.
You reckon... So you went to, firstly, Los Angeles.
Yes, for 2 nights there.
Had a How'd that go?
Well, it's all right. I was a bit jet lagged, Jim. I can't remember much of it. Right. But we had a couple of frothies and then got to New York.
Well, don't skip over the detail. Who did we run into? What happened?
Pippa Clark. No, not Pippa Clark. Pippa Edwards.
What the hell? PE Nation.
PE Nation. She's a good girl. Right, we ran into her and had a good night with her.
Her name isn't Clark.
No, certainly not.
I think she got mentioned in the park.
With, no, I know the whole story behind that. Yeah, well, that's a celebrity you ran
into. Yeah, I know, that was good.
Well, how did she wouldn't have known who you were?
Oh, bounced up. G'day, fat, how you going? No, you're on holidays. No.
She knew your daughters.
Yeah, knew Ruby and Lucy, exactly. Right, and then we all had a beautiful night together.
Right.
Had enough of that. I had to hire a car, Jim, a big Suburban, and I was driving.
Oh, no, on wrong side of the road.
Yes.
And wrong side of the car.
Should have seen the kids, mate, in the... The wrong side, get over there! They shit themselves. Get it, wrong side!
Just in LA or everywhere?
No, LA, just LA. Right. But you're turning left and you've got to go right over the... Well, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, we know how it works, Bill. So down to Malibu.
Malibu, did all that.
Yeah, nice down there.
Except it was raining, Jim, yeah. Right. And then went to New York, which we all love New York. Yeah. Lovely.
Has it changed? So, male, is it's big? It's not quite as happy as it used to be. Well, is that what you found or not?
What I found, this is my observations of New York. Guess what America's got? No booze buses, by the way.
Hello.
Do you know that?
No.
They don't have booze buses.
Well, what are you saying that for?
Well, it was an observation I picked up, Jim. You know the crossings when you go across the road?
Yes.
Very quiet. They don't go beep, 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 beep.
Right.
This is, I wrote these down. When you go to a restaurant, they have individual rolls. So if you want to ask for a beer, sorry, you've got to get the drinks waiter. Right. I only do the water or I only do the food. So that was interesting, Jim.
That's because they all want to be tipped.
Tipping. Wowee.
Well, this has just crept up on you, has it? Well, how many times have you been to the States?
I haven't been for 10 years.
Right.
20% at least. Mm-hmm. And they chase you out the door if you don't tip them. Don't worry about that. They get offended. So that was good. It was good except for the... And if you stay accommodation, there's a wellness charge.
Stay accommodation.
There's a wellness charge, a city tourism charge, a state tourism charge, guest amenities, occupancy, and tipping. Jim. It's expensive.
Expensive.
So we go out for dinner. I take the kids out. How many times do you reckon they put their hand up
not
to pay?
Not once,
the turds. But, and I'll tell you what else, Jim. This is a very interesting observation.
Oh, interesting.
When you walk the streets at night, strong smell of the weed or the ganja. Jim, I'm telling you.
Well, they've legalized it in a lot of the states.
Mate, exactly.
Been legal in California for a long time, but now New York.
Is it New York? I don't know.
No, New York has now joined in.
Jeez.
So I had. And
wow, weed.
We all love New Yorkers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the weed.
I always say it. It's Disneyland for adults, New York.
Exactly.
It's a magnificent place. But I've had a couple of mates who have gone there in the last 12 months and said it's lost. You don't feel as safe. There's a bit of an edge to it now. You didn't find that?
Subway, fine, because you hear stories about the subway. Yes. on time, fantastic. They were really good.
Times Square, the people have been shot and stabbed and stuff, but that never used to happen.
I know. Well, I think it did. But
well, not when we were going. But it was very safe.
I found it very safe, fine. All the kids are out. We're all having a few drinks. Yes. I went to a couple of plays.
Right. Plays?
Have you seen The Book of Mormons?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen it?
It's great. I haven't seen it. It came here a while ago.
I can't believe that how people, everyone gets offended nowadays.
And are offended.
Offended. You watch that. They, no holds bar.
Yeah. But it's great.
Emily did you love Seabomb.
It? Oh, no.
And during the play,
not
everything.
Just dropping Emily's out.
Oh, and the, the F, mate, I was nearly offended.
You were offended.
And the Mormons knocking on your door.
Oh, what a pity.
No, no, it's actually very good. And I went and saw a Shakespeare one.
You didn't enjoy that as much?
I had no idea what was going on. It's called Sleep No More.
Oh, my God.
And you had to wear a mask. It was like that movie Tom Cruise is off. What's that one?
And what is it? But
I don't know what the... and they walk around, the girls walk around, they haven't got nothing on.
Haven't got nothing on.
George W.
Right. You're going to have to turn him off.
We might have to. And then rode around... the guy.
Eyes Wide Shut. Is that the movie?
Eyes Wide Shut. Isn't that a weird bloody show?
Is that the weirdest break we've ever done in the 15 years?
Yeah, no. We didn't even get to Central Park, but we'll have to wait for that.
A bit later.
Yeah, Pearl Fat.
I'll just never ride a bike again.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So what's happened to me?
Well, what's going on?
What has happened to me?
Your mind is elsewhere.
No, it's blank, Jim. It's not elsewhere. Time to get the family involved, Jimmy boy. PTT, it's known in the industry, phone topic time. And I've had a good think about the...
What is that?
I've had a good think, Jim, about what we should talk about and get the Rush Hour family involved.
I like it.
Got to be topical.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be hard-hitting.
Not really.
And something for the family to respond to.
Right.
Okay? So you ready?
I am.
133353.
Yes, go on. Well, you haven't asked the question yet.
Right. 133353.
Yes.
Where?
Well, hang on. You've got to set it up. You can't just go with the phone topic. Like, what's got you here? Well, what made you arrive at the topic?
Glenn Maxwell.
Right.
We've spoken about it off the rap.
Yes.
Well, of course, he fell asleep at the pub. He was listening to a band. He was dehydrated. Six and out, apparently.
That's Buzzard McNamara's band.
Yes, and Brett Lee. And Brett Lee.
And Richard Cheekwee.
Yeah, old Sweet Cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it says a bit about their music. It's falling asleep.
Poor old Maxie fell asleep there, Jim.
Yes.
So I've been thinking about it. Right. Get him involved. Here we go.
Here we go.
Where have you fallen asleep? Unusual.
Oh, no.
Where have you fallen asleep?
That's your phone topic.
Of Maxie, yes. Peter's there in Carnegie. Hello, Pete.
G'day, skinny and swinging brownless.
Yes. Where did you fall asleep, Pete?
Fell asleep. I did a working holiday in the UK. I think JB over there. And... had a big Saturday night that turned into a big Sunday, so I thought I'd do the right thing, go home early, jumped on the tube in London, and there's a line called the Central Line that goes right across. So jumped on early in the afternoon. Anyway, fell asleep, was woken up by the driver at 11 p.m. at night, which is 5 hours after I got on, I walk away, and someone had tied my shoelaces together.
No way. That's funny. Well, I don't know who the player was at North back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Who we went out on the P1SS with Knuckle Shoal, stupid little Knuckle Shoal.
Knuckles.
Brad, we're talking about, Pete.
Yeah.
And they were in a cab. And I tell you what, Anthony Rocker was. And Rocky fell asleep.
Mm. Yeah.
So they've turned up at Sholey's joint. Sholey's got out and said, mate, this bloke lives in Walker Street, Frankston. Tripping all the way from Frankston. And woken Rocky up.
Rocky woke up.
I live in Frankston.
Oh, no.
Well done, Pete, like that. Janelle in Shep. Hello, Janelle.
Hi.
Where have you fallen asleep unusual?
It wasn't me. It was my daughter. It was at the 2016 preliminary final in the last quarter.
Oh. The Bulldogs?
Who's she barrack for?
Yep. She barracks for Tigers, so it wasn't her game.
Yeah.
I'm Bulldogs. Yeah. So I was quite excited.
Yeah.
And, she fell asleep in my arms watching the game.
Oh. Good game, too, from memory.
Bloody good game. It was, yes.
Mm.
All right, and Dogs and GWS.
Up there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And who's the bloke kick for? Now a boxer.
Clay Smith.
Yeah, you're right. Spot on. Well done.
Good memory, Bartholomew.
Yeah.
Stay there, Janelle. Yeah. Stephen Rye. Hello, Stevie.
Yes, how you going, Fat Skinny?
Hey, Stevie. What's going on, Stevie?
Yes, I had a lot, mate. I fell asleep at the Page and Plant concert at Rod Laver Arena and at the first song.
Yeah.
And got woken up for the encore by a mate.
Yep.
And apparently I'd slept at all three people next to me and I was snoring louder than the concert.
Oh, no. You'd had a couple of froths, had you, Steve?
Oh, plenty. Mate, finished work early and, yeah, had a few too many.
All right.
I would have thought it'd be
Bill,
loud.
You probably would have fallen asleep too.
Right. Haven't you heard Def Leppard? But it'd be loud at that concert, wouldn't it, Jim?
Bloody earth it would. Well, Rosie Walton, when we were talking in the meeting earlier, said she fell asleep at a Kiss concert. How do you do that? She's loud. She might have had a big...
She couldn't rock and roll all night long.
Maxie in Reservoir. Hello, Max.
Maxie.
How you going, boys? How are we?
All right, have you fallen asleep unusual?
In 2016, when I was 15, I was in Las Vegas with my parents on an American holiday.
Yeah.
And they booked a helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't stay awake. I fell asleep in the chopper overlooking the Grand Canyon.
It would have cost
a bit. All that money, that was spewing at me.
It would have cost a bit, too.
Yeah, I did. Cop deep.
Oh, come on, Maxie.
You like couldn't. That, Maxie. Stay on the line. Stevie.
Oh, you're tired. You're
fifth. Stevie and Morwell. Hello, Steve.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Steve.
I fell asleep standing up one night at the Mooney Valley Trots.
Standing up?
How did you fall asleep standing up?
I had a few under the belt, and, I waited a bit too long. And when I come to, Mick McGowan was standing in front of me.
Oh, like, oh, geez. Do you have the coat on?
Yeah, he did. He was a big boy then.
he always wears a trench coat.
I know. How do you sleep standing up?
Horses. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure how
could you
do that.
Just wobble a bit and fall over?
Fall over. Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, not bad topics.
Not bad. There's plenty more there.
Right.
Is that Tanya from how long?
Really anymore.
She fell asleep. Oh, drinking $1 Bundy and Coke. Oh, what about Dino? Fell asleep at the strip club.
Come on. He was just starting to read the other board.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Manners. Which I forget sometimes.
All right, a couple of things have caught my eye.
What?
I got this article sent to me by Hose a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The Oxford Dictionary.
Yes.
Which is the Bible as far as the English language is concerned.
The Bible's the Bible and then you've got the dictionary.
Has announced that its Word of the Year, I didn't even know there was such a thing.
23.
As a Word of the Year, but the 2023 Word of the Year
is?
Riz.
Oh.
Now.
Now, Jim.
I'm just going to give you the Oxford Dictionary's definition.
Mm-hmm.
Pertaining to someone's ability to attract another person through style, charm, or attractiveness.
Me. Now,
there's one living person who brought this word to the English language.
Who?
Have a listen.
Hello, what? James. How are you?
I'm very well. Good. I've got the riz.
You got the riz. Mm. You think you've got riz?
I've got riz.
What does riz mean?
Charisma, short for charisma. So you've got special magnetic appeal, which I have. So you're got the riz.
Flog. Entitleship. That's what you've got. Entitleship. Entitlement.
Entitleship. So that was...
Charisma.
That was August.
Yes. I'll give you that. You did bring that to the table.
So what I then did was I added to it.
Mm. Oh.
Because we had our man in, the basketball from South Melbourne.
Big Sauce.
Alan Williams. So he agreed that I had riz.
Mm.
And then I said to Sauce.
No, I don't know if the Big Sauce
I said to the Big Sauce, I said, I've actually got wild riz.
Wild riz.
I extended it out to wild riz.
Wow.
So when my younger son Fred heard that,
he
said, never say those words again. He pointed to me very seriously. I'll tell you the other thing that happened. To me, we got time wrapped.
Yeah.
So we finished the test match early.
Oh, here we go.
So I go up to a beautiful restaurant in the foothills of Adelaide.
Oh, you love these vineyards.
And had with Bluey, and we had a very nice lunch, and the girls and Scotty, mate of Bluey's good
Lisa man. Brayshaw.
So anyway, for Lisa was there. We said, righto, we finished the lunch. We actually got kicked out.
Oh.
Well, because we're sitting, it's a magnificent view of Adelaide.
Loud and carrying on.
Oh, no, not nothing. There was just no one else there. And then eventually the beautiful lady that ran it said, look, We've had get enough. Rid of everyone now. So basically you need to jog on.
Yeah.
Exactly. So all right, where are we going?
Yeah.
Bluey goes, we're going to the old line.
Back in Adelaide.
Back in Adelaide, Melbourne Street. And I said, Blue, you're not going there. No. That will be chock-a-block full of pissed blokes from the cricket.
Because the cricket had just finished
at about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Finished early.
It'll just be jam-packed full of 18 to 30-year-old men who have been at the cricket with their linen shirts on and have gone straight to the old line. And they no, we're going
onion.
There.
It's onion. Onion.
Said, yeah, R.M.
Williams.
Versions of stupid onion. Yeah. All pissed.
Stupid onion.
Anyway, so I'm thinking we'll go somewhere quiet, just a quiet little bar and sit and have a beer.
No,
we're going there because he's the most stubborn man alive, Bluey.
Is he?
It's all right. We're going there.
You met yourself?
Walked in and I was spot on.
Blokes everywhere.
Everywhere.
A sausage sizzle. A
dude ranch.
And how many?
Oh, how pissed. And all I was getting was, Jim! Triple M rocks cricket! Jim! Where's Fat? How fat's Fat?
They didn't say
working
that.
Working with Fat again this year. Bill, it was just, I couldn't walk through the place without copping all
photos.
Of that. Photos.
Oh, you're popular.
Young punks.
You got Riz.
Pissed. I got Riz.
Me, you got Riz.
I couldn't have used it there.
So I want to ask you, how long did you stay there, Jim?
I had one beer. And I said, Bluey, we are out of here.
I knew you would have. I knew
of you.
One beer. You wouldn't even finish that.
That was it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill, stop talking.
It is time for Topics Brownless.
Thank you, Rabsy. Great to be with you here in the Melbourne studio. I've been talking to old mate Leroy here, the anchor. He's the anchor down here.
Yep.
I tell you what, Jimmy, he'd make a bloody good anchor. But we're having a chat. You'd throw it over, you wouldn't be able to pull it back in.
What, you're suggesting the boat wouldn't move?
I wouldn't. The Titanic wouldn't.
There's no mirrors at Bill's place, by the way. You'd have 15 Ks on Leroy.
No, I wouldn't. I would not.
Close, look, I reckon.
Anyway, he's been over in Tassie, just staying there. He's a Tassie boy, of course. And our good friend Rosemary had to ring him just to see if he could do this job today.
Mm-hmm.
So she rings his mobile. Hello! She goes, hello. I was just looking for Leroy. Oh, it's his mum here!
Does she talk like that, Leroy? It's pretty spot on, actually.
It's his mum here. He's in the shower. And I'm just
Monty Python, that sounding like.
And I'm just packing his bag right now because he's going back to Melbourne. So how old are you, Leroy?
Not far away from 40.
So your mum packs your bag to head back to Melbourne. What else does she do for you, Leroy?
Well, I've never packed a suitcase in my life.
You never have?
No. She does a lot, washing, ironing, all that stuff. Because she folds it nice and neat in the suitcase for me. I'd just throw it all in,
Leroy.
It's all nicely 40, ironed.
You're 40, mate. And even, Rabsy, your mum brought you some jocks.
Yeah.
They were way
brought
too
you
big.
Or brought you?
Brought. Brought to you.
And so did him.
Oh. Well, why can't you buy them yourself?
So it's something I've never thought to buy.
So anyway, we're going to the family, Jimmy Boy, 133353.
What?
What?
Hang on. 133353.
Hands! And your mum.
Hands!
What does your mum or dad still do for you? What does your mum or dad still do for you? 133353. We got Michael in queue. G'day, Mickey.
G'day, afternoon. Good afternoon, gents. How are we?
G'day, afternoon. How are you?
G'day, afternoon.
Firstly, James, congratulations, mate. I just got married too, so it's a big time.
Very good, very good, and very happily. So good work.
Did you have any normal people at your wedding, or are they all VIPs like Jim?
Oh, I'd like to say VIPs, Bill, but definitely not.
Well,
apart from me,
of
obviously.
Normal ones.
Who?
You. Now, Michael, what have either your mum or dad still do for you?
Well, I turned 37 back in August, and about 18 months or two years ago, my mum was still paying my car insurance.
Come on, Michael.
Yeah, a little bit embarrassing, but it was a saving of about $1,000 at like a year. Thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum. Now you're married, you got to move on a bit. Grow up.
I don't want to, though, but I have to. I bought a new car, so I kind of have to.
Not bloody cheap either, insuring your car. Jeez.
Especially four kids' cars, too.
Hey there, Michael. Trace is in Wyndham Vale. Hello, Trace.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, Trace.
How are you, Bill?
Going well, Dale. How are you?
Oh, all right.
Married?
Every now and then, Bill just takes us back to the 70s, doesn't he?
Yes, I am married, Bill.
You are married. What does Mum still do for you, Trace?
All right, so 35 square home, double-story house.
Yeah.
She cleans it top to bottom. Beds, washing, folds the washing, puts the washing away, the whole kit and caboodle.
Let me just put out an all-points bulletin to my kids.
Yes, exactly.
Their father's never going to do that as long as he's got a hole in his ass. Trace?
Teenagers.
How good is mum? She does all, she cook you up a meal or anything too?
Absolutely she does.
What do you do, Trace?
I'm a childcare worker.
No, when you're actually at home. Do you actually...
I just go out for a bit.
Trace.
Well done. Well, you would. If your mum does all that, you would head out for a bit. Stay there, Trace. I like that. Dan's in Fraser Rise. Where the hell's Fraser Rise, Dan?
Near Melton, Jim.
Out near Caroline Springs.
Ah, righto. Yeah. Now, what happens to you, please?
Mum still stitches my pants up when I have the occasional blowout.
Oh, Daniel, are you married?
Yeah.
Can you do it?
Oh, I've tried before, but I ended up hurting myself.
So. You've got to take them off, Daniel.
Yeah, that's a good starting point, Bill.
Stitches up his pants when you blow one out.
Yeah, just that work.
Yeah, that's what he said, Bill. Yeah, you already said that. Yep. Right. Yeah, stay up, there, Jim. Dan. Yeah, thank you, Bill. Dave in Cranbourne. Hello, Dave.
Hey, JV, Billy, how are we?
Good, Dave. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
What does mum do?
The old duck guy. So I'm 38.
Yes.
She's just about 80 going on.
Yeah.
And every Saturday in the summertime, she still comes to cricket with me.
Oh.
Still makes me a sandwich, buys me a Powerade, and then to top it off, takes me whites home and washes them for me.
Oh, how good is that? The good old mum, and she makes you a nice little singer. You get, I love that. Good on. What's her name? First name?
Margaret.
Good on you, Margaret. That is beautiful.
I played juniors, Colts, for my club. This has got to be in the bloody mid-80s, with a bloke, and we were asked to bring a plate. So he brought a plate with glad wrap on it.
That's it.
No biscuits, no cake, no sandwiches, just a plate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He went in to have a little surgery on the ankle, clean out, Jim.
Yes.
Ended up having a reco.
Right,
I've got to start to breathe.
There's no better way to celebrate Labor Day than taking the day off and playing our greatest hits.
So I've been here with me shoulder to the bone, just working and working day in, day out.
Shoulder to the bone.
This is the best of JB and Billy on Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good!
Jimmy boy, we've got another big hour of gold on this Labor Day special, and we're going to replay my best joke of 2024 so far.
Is it one you've already told?
I'm not going to comment on that. Also, we have a look at some big footy stars getting into the squared circle during Gather Round.
Plus, we give the family a chance to vent their summer annoyances. And I'm going to tell you about something stupid that makes me very nervous.
When you look in the mirror. But up next, we're opening the Triple M Footy Vault. And on debut, one of the funniest AFL nicknames of all time.
This is the best of JB and Billy on Triple M's Rush Hour. Want even more of the boys? Download the Listener app now to hear the show anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
Triple M. Now, I read this, Fat.
What did you?
Because we got the vault, of course, which we're going to be introducing for 2024.
Good
and
idea.
The family can get involved.
How?
They can request their favourite bits from over the years.
Good idea.
So maybe when you were with Stifler's mum.
Oh, no, we've heard that.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Done. Well, done.
Yeah. It's come.
What do you think of that, Bill?
I see she won a Logie.
White Lotus.
She won
a Logie.
She didn't win a Logie.
Yeah, she did. I saw her up on stage.
Golden Globe.
Golden Globe. No, she's a star, and that's a ripper show, by the way.
I saw it, and I thought, didn't she die? Fell for the boat?
Spoiler alert. For those who haven't watched it.
So that's coming up this year, the vault, but I'm reading here.
What?
With a burst of excitement, Frankston Bombers have locked in Jared Grant as their senior coach for the 2024 season.
Spindle.
The former Western Bulldogs and Gold Coast Suns forward has stepped up to the position less than a week after the Bombers were left without a coach when John Brown resigned. That's not our man, Johnny Brown.
I don't think it's Jono.
Grant, 34.
So he's coach.
Admitted the coaching opportunity came sooner than he'd expected, but he's looking forward to the challenge.
Good on him.
Now, this is a man.
Big club, Frankston Bombers.
This is a man who is one of Triple M football's all-time favourites.
Why?
He had a few nicknames. He wandered into the box early on in his career.
Yes.
And had an interview in the studio with us all. And Spud Frawley found the end of it very amusing. Have a listen.
The Western Bulldogs play today against the Richmond Footy Club, of course, under the roof at Etihad. They do it without Jared Grant, one of our favourites. Spud on this station.
Spindleshanks.
We've called Spindleshanks from the start. Extraordinarily thin-legged man, but fast and skillful, and finished last year in great shape.
Break his foot if he's got so skinny legs.
That's the problem, Gary. When you haven't got enough meat on him, then stuff goes wrong. But he's in the studio now. With us. Hello to you, Spindle.
G'day, Jim. Thanks for having me in here.
Spindle, what can you tell us about Marcus Bontempelli?
It's a significant conk he's got going there, Spindle. Have you pointed that out to him? Has he got a nickname that sort of works with that?
Look, the first year guys coming in, they can be a little bit fragile, so he's it in. I didn't receive that treatment when I first came in, but...
They used to call you microphone head, didn't they?
Plenty of names coming my way, yeah, don't worry about that.
Fair, that.
No, that isn't wrong.
Do you get feedback from friends and family about Jim's calling of you during when we have the Western Bulldogs game, when you're up and about, Spindle?
The boys have cotton onto the Spindle and the Shanks. They don't use them together, but it's the two different words. But there's plenty of love coming from Jim's way towards myself.
Yeah, I think twice now in Triple M Team of the Century.
There's no doubt about it.
So it's a good game.
Well, we can't wait for you to come back. 3 to 4 weeks is we're going to have to wait, but when you get back, it'll be exciting. Good luck with that, and good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Before I give the tip, I don't think Spindle Shanks took too kindly to be called microphone.
You don't think he liked that one?
Spindle Shanks. We used to bring a microphone. He saw it.
I haven't heard that one.
Why the stuff do I have to go in your coffee scrap? I'm trying to do the right thing by Triple M. He didn't even have to open the door and walk out. Don't worry about his tractor and his foot.
Oh, no. Come on, Spud.
Come on, Spud.
Spud lost.
He lost. Oh, I've got to get back on track.
When he got onto something, he just ran with it, didn't he? Oh,
he got a stupid giggle you couldn't help but laugh because he was just pissing himself. So anyway, what you can do, how do we get people involved in this?
Probably via Instagram's probably the easiest one.
The best
just
one?
DM us. Yeah.
Send us a direct message for what you want to hear, either from Triple M Footy over the years
or
from the Rush Hour, because we're in our 15th year.
Yeah, plenty of
we'll be
nice
able to
stuff
get,
there.
Exactly right. Mm. Stuff out of the vault.
Well, Rudy's been doing a great job putting some old school rub up on the listener app over summer.
Righto.
So stuff from the vault from 10, 15 years ago is up there.
Oh, my God. Mm. The
some
direct
good
feedback.
Stuff in there.
Really? Some of the direct feedback we used to go with.
Zarsoff. Oh, no.
Anyway, what do you got next?
Oh, I don't know.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Life's hard. It's harder if you're stupid.
Now, I've got a question for yous lot.
Yous.
Right, because I pulled up at the servo yesterday waiting to pay for my petrol.
Good.
As I'm waiting in the line, suddenly I get a presence next to me, hose, and I turn around and it was a cop.
Mm. Oh.
Full gear on.
Gun and all?
The lot.
In the car.
And all the big black stuff and, you know,
Standing next to you.
Standing right next to me.
Mm.
And I don't know if this happens to you, but it certainly happens to me every time I'm confronted by a police officer.
Yes, Jim.
I crap myself and think...
Why do you do that?
Well, I think, what have I done wrong? That's the first thing I think.
Yes. Have
I broken the law recently?
Yeah.
Is the first thing I think.
Every single time.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because, Hose, you're like me. You wouldn't have broken the law ever.
Oh.
Not meaningfully, anyway.
She can't
well, not in
church.
The last 20 years.
Raz, how dare you?
No.
Anything in particular you were thinking of?
No, nothing. In the last 20 years, like, but we all buggered around when we're kids. But once you're an adult, you haven't broken the law.
Not to my knowledge.
No.
But I always think, are there things that I haven't paid, like fines that I have, I'm unaware of?
Well, you reckon they're going to go through your number plate?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I always think.
Do you?
Because they've got that scanning thing now, and they just see if you're legit or something.
Well, they look at your license plate. They immediately know that it's your car.
Yep.
And then I always think, I don't know if this is factual or not, that they can then go through your rap sheet.
How much you owe.
And then they know everything
about
you, like
same
in a second.
At the airport, I'm convinced that something's going to go wrong, and that at passport control they're going to no,
yep. You're not coming in. Yeah,
I was convinced that was going to happen in December when I was going away. What is it because of my Catholic upbringing? Like, because I was made to do confession when I was like 8 years old, and you had to make stuff up.
Yeah,
but everyone does it. Yeah. And for some reason, you turn down the radio when you see him.
Yeah, you do.
When they're driving behind you, you think, oh, I better drive good now.
And you turn down the radio. And you put on the blinker.
I'm doing everything right.
Put on the blinker.
One followed me into a servo on Lower Dandy Road a couple of years ago, and they breathed me.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
You're all over the road.
No, I was fine. Mind you, it was after I filled the car, but it was in the morning. I had a Powerade, a Coke and a sausage roll, so you must have thought I had a big night.
Yeah, big night.
I went the other way along the Monash once, going outbound, and I thought the other side looked really empty. I'm like, something's wrong. Anyway, eventually I realised that there was a whole wall of cars. Because on the right-hand lane was a police officer driving at 95, and then there were four cars next to him.
Let me tell
also
you.
Driving 95.
So when you drive up from Geelong sometimes and you're going along and maybe a bit late, so you just and then everyone slows down. You go, what are you doing here? Hurry up! And then there's a cop there, and doesn't everyone just
no one passes
and you set at about 103, you just crawl past them.
Just ease past.
Exactly.
Now, and by the way,
is there a copper there? They might be able to tell us that.
They're bloody rippers, our police force, and they do a great job. Yeah. And we know they don't get paid enough, and they bloody stand in the line of duty to protect.
Bloody
them.
Hope
so,
they do.
So we love them, but it's just that mindset of you instantly thinking,
"What have I done?"
So I'm standing next to this bloke. And I'm thinking, right, what could I go for here?
Yeah.
And then I thought, driving in thongs.
Oh.
Is that illegal?
Is it or isn't it?
I don't know. But you know what I did?
What'd you have in your phone?
I don't know if he picked up on it, but I went from standing next to him to go on the other side of the Allen's lolly aisle. So he didn't see my
ripe raspberries.
I stood on the other, and this bloke must be looking at me what a halfwit. He's literally trying to hide his feet from me.
I've already seen them.
Yeah. You can't wear bare feet.
It's pathetic.
We know who you are and we know where to find you.
And also, you've got thongs on your feet.
You can't wear bare feet.
You can't not wear shoes.
Yeah.
Well, bare feet.
You can't wear.
Joey's bare feet. Telling us it's not officially illegal, but it's frowned upon.
Frowned upon.
What,
to wear thongs? To wear jandals, where you drive.
That's why I went the other side of the snakes.
I always drive around me thong.
On that note,
we in there.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I'm always wrong, so that helps things, Jim.
Now, Fat, you've stumbled across some boxing news. We don't often head into the square circle.
No, we don't.
The sweet science. But what do you got for us?
For a good reason, Jim. But a big night of celebrity boxing coming up. Gather round boxing bouts. Can you believe this? Nath Brown, little Nath, your man.
Yep.
Guess who he's fighting, Jim?
Who?
I tell you what, there'd be a lineup to fight this bloke. Kane Corns.
Oi!
Yes, a big Sunday footy show challenge. This will be, of course, Nath taking on Kane Corns. That'll be an interesting little fight.
Well, as you know, I've done boxing training with Nath Brown for years. I've never seen him actually spar or fight anyone.
No.
But he's a coordinated little bastard and stronger than you think. So he'll go all right, I reckon.
I don't reckon Kane would throw too many. He'd be able to run around the ring. So that'll be interesting. Also,
Who
Daisy
else?
Thomas, his second fight.
Oh, yeah. Daisy. I thought he said Jay-Z. He's had enough boxing.
No, Daisy. Daisy Thomas taking on Dane Swan.
Oh, no. Swanee wins that.
They're best mates.
They're great mates. And B, Swanee's grown up with that sort of business.
Yeah.
Whereas Daisy, I'm not sure he's got that in him.
Well, it'll be after the wedding, so they'll be okay. What about the big heavyweight fight?
Well, go on.
Anthony Rocker. Taking on Corey McKernan.
Fair dinkum.
Yes, the big boy's going at it.
Bloody hell.
That'd be an interesting one.
What about
one?
Tommy Bellchambers, our man? He's earned the right to go around again.
Yeah, he's not on the card. I don't know what's
happening. After a win.
And this will be a good fight. Ooh. Mitch Robinson, I think he can hold the Dukes up okay, fighting a bloke that can fight. Kane Pettifer.
Hey.
He goes all right. I reckon he's had a couple of actually fights in the square circle, Jim. He can go all right. So
this is in Adelaide.
Yeah, the gather round, I reckon Thursday or Friday, I don't know exactly what it is, but it consists of four two-minute rounds. So always interesting to have a bit of a look at these, I reckon, Jim, isn't it?
For a charity, I'm guessing?
Yes, presented by SLB Fight Night. I'm sure it would be. Just looking here, Jim.
Rabs is looking at me. What do you got, Rabbits?
No.
Nothing?
No, I haven't got anything.
What
have you got? I think Daisy's very happy to be a part of it.
Oh, righto.
Is he?
I see.
I dare say.
So that would mean that he's getting a payout.
Yes.
I also saw his first fight, and hopefully he doesn't last longer than a round because got a bit puffed.
But he won his first fight, didn't he, Daisy?
Yes, he did. He did. Yep.
Actually, we must get him on because he's just had the new teeth too. He's had the big for the wedding coming up. It's only next weekend, his wedding.
Right.
And he got this new front tooth. He's going to get it knocked out by Dane Swan in a frown.
Swanee's got to win that, surely.
He does, yeah.
And I mean, Swanee knows what he's doing.
I know, I know. You're right. He would have grown up with it. He would have seen a couple of fights. Have you ever had a fight, Jim?
No, and I've no desire. And the more boxing training I've done, the more I realise how bad I'd be if it ever came to that.
No.
So leave boxing to the boxers, Bill, is my strong advice to anyone thinking about it.
Oh, no, I've had a couple of scraps.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I hope so.
Gary Ablett sat you that hard on your ass, it grew.
No, Jim, you know exactly what happened there.
Yes, I do.
A little left
jab. Punched that head thing into your actual skull.
I couldn't get it off, the helmet. Couldn't actually right. get the helmet off.
It had Steedon written across your forehead.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You wouldn't know him if you didn't know him.
That's right. Well, you wouldn't.
So what we decide to do early on every year is give the family the ability to vent.
Vent.
So if something's really annoyed you,
mm-hmm.
ring us and tell us what it is. Anything since we finished on air and now we're back on air.
Right.
And I'm opening the batting.
You open the batting.
The Melbourne weather. No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Fat, I know you're away for a fair bit of it. I came back from the Sydney test,
mm-hmm.
woke up the next day, so the second week of January.
Jan.
Biblical rain. Robbo?
It's pissing down.
No, Bill.
Biblical.
40 mils or something like that in a day.
It's been pissing
Actually,
down
big time.
I've been away. How much sun have we had?
Oh, bugger all.
How many days do you reckon?
Well, this is the thing. So I'm sitting there the next morning and my beautiful wife looked at me and said, I can't do this anymore.
Mm.
So we literally booked a flight and went to Adelaide.
Yeah.
And spent, that's how bad it is.
Go to Adelaide.
No, we had a ball.
Tell hello to Adelaide listeners.
No, I'm only joking. Everyone knows Adelaide.
Gather around.
But there was 11 of the next 12 days were 30 degrees.
In Adelaide.
In Adelaide.
So why don't we get
there? I'm buggered if I know. Christmas Day.
Yes.
Worst day of the year.
New York.
50, well, you're away.
Yeah.
For us here, Rabs.
Oh, yeah.
50K winds, belting rain. It was I worked out, Fat, 24 of the last 31 days that I'd spent in 2023
in
had rain included in them.
24.
Well, I'd had a bit of time away. Yeah,
but where's the summer?
Robbo, what's going on?
It's pissing down.
No, anyway, so 133353, what has annoyed you over this summer? Johnny, let's start with him, Bill.
G'day, Johnny.
G'day, Bill and JB.
How are you, mate?
I'm pretty good. My bloody Australia Post, how's this, mate? I get myself really organised.
Yep.
Send all my overseas Christmas cards off on the 1st of December.
Yeah.
They got them yesterday.
No. Oh, no.
How does that work, Johnny? I have the same thing because my mum and dad live in Albany, which is right down the bottom of WA.
It's not that far, Jim. It's in Australia.
Well, so Johnny's Christmas card.
No, he's overseas.
So, Johnny, every time I try and organise a present at the start of December to get to their place by the 25th of December, and it never arrives.
Mm.
Yeah, bring back the chick that got the sack for the watches. She was doing a good job, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the chick that does the watcher. Yeah. Good on you, Johnny.
I like that, Johnny. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Come on, Australia Post, get your act together. Maddie from Q.
Hello, Matthew.
Hey, gents, how are we?
What's annoyed you?
Oh, I had to do the trip back interstate to New South Wales to visit family. So the joys of visiting family at Christmas time.
Mm.
But weather was just as bad, just add a bit more humidity to it. And then to top it all off, could not get a decent coffee to save my life.
Oh, no. That's what they haven't got in New York or Mexico. Decent coffee, Jim.
No,
not that hard.
You got to start the day with a proper coffee.
You need a good coffee.
Right, no, good point, Matty. Start the line. Matty. Paulie, where's Paulie?
Hello, out there.
How are you, Paul?
Yeah, good, JB, Billy.
Jim wants to know where you're from.
Calcallo,
Jim.
Righto. What's annoyed you, Paulie?
Look, it'd have to be roadworks during peak hour, mate. If they just kept it during the off-peak, it wouldn't be such a problem. But I thought I was going to get a break this January, but it seems to I haven't.
Paul, we had Jeff Kenner, didn't we, on the show a while ago.
Yes, we did.
And I said, Jeffrey, you used to run this great state. How is it that we are the epicenter of roadworks?
It's just ridiculous.
What
honestly,
is it?
Cranes here, cranes there, roads getting ripped up with no bloody outcome.
I got the sewerage getting fixed out the front of my joint, driving me mad, knocking on my door at bloody 7:20 in the morning.
Well, you need it, Jim. Like, it's...
What?
We need new roads and bigger roads. There's more population.
Well, Paulie's not talking about new roads. He's talking about roadworks on the ones that exist.
You've been over the Westgate lately?
Oh, my God.
They've changed all that to Geelong and Ballarat.
What the hell?
Now you end up in Ballarat.
Stay there,
Geelong.
Paulie. I like that. Heath in St Helena.
There he is. Hello, Heathy.
Yeah. Skinny, fat, yes. Grabs and fatter here.
fatter Heath.
Lawns, mate. It's driving me mad. Four times I've had to mow the lawn in a fortnight. Hot, cold, rain, heat. They grow last Thursday, then again yesterday. Oh. Just ridiculous. I wasn't made for this physical labour.
How long does it take, Mo?
Oh, it'd probably be an hour, mate, max.
Oh, that's
how long does it take,
Mo? I'm on a hill. I'm on a hill, up and down hills. It's just... Yeah, too much.
Effort. I actually outsourced that, Heath.
Oh, have you? Jim. Jim's mowing, Jim?
No, just a local bloke who's a beauty.
You should get Jim's.
You reckon?
Yeah, if anyone should get Jim's.
And when he comes, give it a g'day, Jim.
Yeah, Mum, Jim.
You know they're not all called Jim.
They are.
No, they're not.
If you work for him, you've got to be called Jim. Jim's TVs, Jim's, I see it every
Jim's
day.
Antennas.
Jim antennas.
Jim's TVs. You should get Jim's TVs. You haven't even got Wi-Fi.
He does have Jim's TV.
Yeah, exactly. You can't use the bloody things. You don't have Wi-Fi.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Like a supermodel. Jim.
Always had a reasonable level of comfort with what he brings to the table. He and I have got that in common.
Oh.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Ow! Labor Day celebrates the 8-hour workday and we're celebrating working much less than that.
Well, that's what someone said. You only work 3 hours a day and he's wrong. It's two.
This is the best of JB and Billy on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Okay, Leroy,
no
hit
right,
it.
Fat.
Or Radzi or whoever.
Day with the laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Come on.
Righto, here we go, Jimmy boy. Just to finish off our week. It's been a long, hard week. 3 days.
Look at the staccato head on him. It's sort of bobbing like this everywhere on the camera. Righto, go on, Baldy.
Two nuns.
Yes.
Riding their bike through Paris. No.
Oh, my God.
Two nuns were in a car driving along the highway, minding their own business, Jim.
Right.
And the devil jumped on the car bonnet.
Sheepers.
Sister Mary, very alarmed, stops the car, turns to Sister Jane and says, "Quickly, sister, show him your cross." Sister Jane puts her head out the window and says, "Oi, get off my bonnet."
Seriously. How far back in that joke did you see that punchline coming? Seriously. Show her your cross.
Seriously.
There we are. That's it. Look at him. Look at old fresh cut.
Hit it, Rabs or Leroy or whoever.
Oh, no, Leroy.
Yes!
How are we rewarding that shite?
I think that's three from three.
Oh, well, of course it is, because we're giving you a soft start to the year.
Three from three.
But that's rubbish.
No, that's good, then.
No.
Well done, Fat. Good luck with the test, mate, boys.
Show them your cross. Oh, so what are you doing next 2 days, Fat?
Sunbaking and eating and drinking and a bit extra.
Oh, my God. A bit extra.
A bit extra.
No extras ever for you.
This has been the best of JB and Billy on Triple M's Rush Hour. We're back live tomorrow from 4 p.m. And download the listener app now to hear the show anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!